Hello, everyone. Hello. This is Soul Essentials Healing. This is our healing hour where we talk about all things healing. So we're gonna wait a second and let people join in. How is everybody doing today? We're already almost to the middle of August. How is everybody tonight? Been having some interesting conversations today about things. Hi, Destiny. How are you? It's been a long day, hasn't it? Yeah. So, we'll wait for some people to join on and we'll see what everybody wants to talk about tonight. What do you want to talk about tonight, Destiny? What do you have going on? I've had some conversations on the side with some people. A little bit's been about, thinking, anxious thinking, thinking into the future, how the mind likes to imagine fake scenarios, and then I've had some other conversations about psychic ability and seeing orbs and things like that. So for those who want to, join, we can figure out who wants to talk about what. See what everybody wants to hear about today. So let's see. My house is quiet today. My kids are. The psychic ability is your favorite. My kids are up north. So my house is quiet. Channeling your energy. So channeling your energy. Channeling your energy is the same as, you can project it out or you can open it. So if we are to, if you learn like Reiki healing, energy. The idea with Reiki healing is that it opens the doorway from heaven and it allows God's energy to flow through you and out your hands. And then in Reiki 2, you can start sending it out to others across time, space, because energy has no bounds. So energy is everything. Energy is everywhere. So therefore, it has no bounds. It can't be stopped. So I could send energy to somebody over in England while I'm here in the U.S., and they could still influence. They could still get it or feel it. And the idea is that, we tend to break the world up into these sections. The world's broke up in these sections, and we think, okay, this is America's part, and this is England's part, and this is Australia's part. But in reality, it's one Earth. It's one planet. So the same air that's in Australia eventually gets over to America. It's one air. It's one place. It's one energy. There's no real separation. We have separated it, and then we separate it even further all the way down. We break it down from the countries to the states, and then the states to the cities, and we just keep breaking it down to the blocks. But in reality, there is no break. It's all one energy. So because it's all one energy, you can send it across the world. You can send that energy to somebody else, thinking of somebody else. So you've had those times where you've thought of somebody else and they've called, or you thought of somebody and you ran into them in the store. That's the same thing. Now, either you're thinking of them, help to create them calling you because they felt you thinking about them, so then they were thinking about you because energy is always connected, or it helped to create this scenario where they get up and they go to the store, the same store that you just happen to be going at that exact time, right? Yeah. So it can be that. It can be because everything is energy and everything is connected. We're not actually as separate and as compartmentalized as we like to think that we are. So that's the first thing. The first thing is understanding that energy is everything. And, you know, like I usually will say to you is, you think that this table, you know, the table in front of me, you think that it's a wood table or a plastic table, and you think that's all it is, but what makes the plastic? It takes a certain kind of molecular structure to make the plastic. And when we talk about molecular structure, we start to get all worried that it's going to be all scientific and scary, but all you just need to know is that everything has a molecular structure. Everything has molecules in it, which means it has protons, neutrons, and electrons in it. So protons, neutrons, and electrons are energy. They're positive, negative, and neutral charge. That's energy. So everything has energy in it. Even the table that's in front of you that seems like it has no energy, it has to be made of something. Something has to be holding it together. It has to be some sort of particle, some sort of molecular structure. So everything has energy in it, from your table to the rock to the piece of paper. Everything has a certain energy in it. And if you want to open your energy or channel your energy, the first idea that you have to get used to is that everything is energy. Everything is energy, and energy does not have any bounds. It doesn't have any restrictions. It can go everywhere, is everywhere, and it can be linked everywhere. So that's the first thing to understand. So the reason I say that is because you want to understand that, you know, if you want to send energy to somebody in another city, you can do that. You don't want to feel restricted or feel like, oh, they're too far away, or maybe they're in, you know, I've had this before where people were intimidated because they were going to like a really rich neighborhood, and they're like, oh, this is a really rich neighborhood, so maybe their energy is different. No, it's all energy. You can read the same energy everywhere you go. So you don't want to put any limitations in your mind on the energy, whether it's because the person is close to you or far away. It's still energy. Now, it is always better to try to be closer to the person if you can. So like if you're going to do a reading or you're going to do a clearing or a healing, it is better to be closer with the person. There is something to be said about the physical contact, the close contact. You can't actually replace being in the same room with somebody else, being in that same energy as somebody else. There's no difference with it. So it's important to remember that while energy doesn't have any bounds and it has no restrictions, at the same time there is there's something to be said about being in the room with somebody. So that's the first part of opening your energy, opening your psychic ability, opening your healing abilities, opening your channeling abilities, is to understand the concepts of energy and that everything is energy. Yeah. So that's the first part. Okay? So if everything is energy and everything has an energy, even a blade of grass, so if you ever sit in silence just for a moment, you sit outside and you just kind of breathing in, you're not really thinking anything, you're not worrying about anything, and you just connect to nature a little bit. And I've done this to where I have sat there and I've just kind of connected with, you know, the trees and the flowers and the bushes, and really looked at a blade of grass. You can almost see the energy. You can almost see this vibrance to it, that there's a life there to it. And that energy is everywhere. It's in everything. And once you connect that and once you see that, then it's amazing to see that everything has this life. So people that have had NDEs, they talk about going over to the other side, and they talk about how everything was alive and how the grass was alive and the flowers were alive. Some of them have even said that, you know, like the grass was singing God's song, and the flowers were singing the same song. So, and that they're talking about that life force, that energy that's in everything. So when you want to open up to your abilities, for some people the abilities will just open. Hey, Tammy. For some people your abilities will just open. Your energy will just open. It's time for it to open. And all of a sudden, you'll just kind of know things, you'll hear things, you'll see things, you'll feel things. For some people, that does happen. It just kind of happens. For others, they want it, so they work on it and they develop it. Either way can happen. Either way, you can do it. So you can either have it just happen to you, where you just know things and sense things, or you can work on it. You can start to develop it. In order to start to develop your intuition, your psychic ability, your healing abilities, all of that, the first step is, one, knowing that everything's energy, like I just explained, and two, paying attention. That's probably one of the bigger steps, is paying attention to just little things that are going on, little insights that you're getting. So, like, I can talk to somebody, and as I'm talking to them, as I'm having that conversation, so I can feel whether they're getting it or not, or whether they're rejecting it, or whether it's, so you've ever had this feeling where you've said something to somebody, and you kind of just know, like, they're not getting it? Like, you can just sense, like, they're not getting it. It's that. But, I mean, I can do it literally, like, almost word by word, phrase by phrase, sentence by sentence. I can know whether they're understanding it or they're not understanding it, they're getting it, whether it clicks with them. I can feel if they resonate with it, or if they're, like, totally rejecting it. I can feel that. It's paying attention to that more, to those little things like that more. That opens your ability. When you kind of pay attention, you can sense when somebody kind of backs up from you or steps away from you, or they come closer to you, or they're listening. You know, all these little things. This is a way to open your ability. Okay? All these little tiny things. They help to open it because they bring about, they open, they strengthen your awareness. Awareness is key to enlightenment. Awareness is key to evolving. It's key to psychic ability. It's key to developing really any ability. It's awareness. So for the mechanic, they might, you know, be a master mechanic, and they can look at this car and they can figure out which part is wrong on the car. Part of it is they're feeling into the car. they're feeling which parts are not working right, which parts aren't going together. Okay, but the other part of it is, you know, they've done it, they know it, they can sense, you know, how a car sounds, how a car rides, different things like that. So when you're developing the psychic ability and the intuition, it's the same kind of thing. When I start to pay attention to whether somebody understands what I'm saying or whether they get what I'm saying, that then gets downloaded as like, okay, this is the sensation I get when somebody doesn't know what I'm talking about. So then when it happens again and I get the same sensation, it's registered in my mind, they're not getting what you're talking about. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So the more that you pay attention to these subtle things, these subtle clues, and then you take note of those, you've now created this awareness. So anytime that that energy crosses you now, comes in front of you or comes to you now, from that point forward, you now are like, oh, okay, that's somebody who gets it, that's somebody who don't get it, that's somebody who don't believe me. You know, you can understand it energetically, right? So that's the next thing, is you want to create that awareness. You want to start to pay attention to the little things, okay? The little things that you're feeling, that you're sensing, maybe you hear them, maybe you see them. Just start paying attention to them, right? Why is phone going crazy? Bert, are you talking about what was on your phone earlier? Is that what you're talking about? So, yes, okay. So now, Destiny's question tonight was how to open or your abilities, your energy, your psychic abilities. So that's what I was talking about, is energy and how to open that and how to develop it. So there's a lot of people that have the issue that once they open the ability, then they're going to have an issue with the ability. That so you have to learn how to shut it off. Okay? So I can be very extremely psychic if I want to be. I can be extremely psychic. I can be extremely intuitive if I want to be. And I can heighten my senses so that I'm really paying attention to things and I'm listening to things. So listening to things is another thing, right? So Destiny, this is going to kind of be a challenge for you because you have to actually slow down for a minute. And you have to listen. You have to listen energetically. I'm not listening necessarily with my ears. That's not what I'm doing. I'm listening with my energy. I'm listening with my body. My body is listening to, how does this thing feel? Or how does this thing sound? Okay? So when somebody asks me a question, like, am I going to change my career? So let's say they want to know am I going to change my career? So what I do is, I've already opened up all my chakras and my energy and my ability. I've opened it up. And I say, okay, so now I'm going to go into that person's energy field and I'm going to say, are they going to change their career? So I'm going to go into the energy field. And then I'm going to follow the energy, because humans, we are linear. We do things in a line. We dot, 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 right? They go. We go in a line, okay? So I'm going to go into the energy. I'm going to ask, is she going to change her career, right? And I'm going to follow the energy. And I'm not listening with my ears. Now, I might hear something from the other side. I might hear, say, yes, or I might hear a no. but I'm more feeling the energy and I'm looking to where it's going to stop. Where does it stop anywhere? Do I stop? Do I get pulled back? So I'm more feeling with my body, okay? Because energy is not something you necessarily hear. You actually can hear it. That is how you hear. You hear energetically. Sound wave goes into your ear, then it goes down, it hits the drum, then it goes down through the cochlear, it's full of water, vibrates the hairs go to the nerve sends the signal to the brain. So you actually do hear energy, you actually do hear vibration is what you hear. It's not actually sound, it's vibration. But so I'm not talking about hearing with your mind. I'm talking about hearing with your body, with your energy. I'm checking in energetically and I'm seeing how the energy flows and if it stops anywhere. That's what I'm feeling. So do you guys understand this when I say that if you want to open your abilities, you're not necessarily doing this with your, you're not doing this with your thinking mind. You're doing this energetically. You're feeling this is what you're doing. Okay? Energy is a feeling type thing. Now some people, yes, you can see it. Yes, you can hear it. Some people smell it. But it's more of a sensing. You're sensing energy. Okay? Everybody's abilities are different, so that is another thing, if you want to open your abilities, that you need to do is to be able to feel into the energy. Now, the problem comes in is that some people open their energy and then it just kind of opens wide and it just gives them issues. So you have to learn how to shut it off. You have to learn how to turn off this ability. So as I was saying before, I can be very psychic if I want to be. Can be very intuitive if I want to be. I can open it up and the floodgates will open. But there comes a point where I, you know, maybe I'm in the grocery store and I might start getting something. I will literally shut the energy down. I will literally be like, nope. Not right now. I'm at the grocery store. Not right now. So I literally am stopping that energy and I'm not allowing it to go in any further and for my mind and my body to interpret what I'm getting. Okay. So you could call it a block, but it's not a full block because I don't ever shut my ability fully off, but I turn it off or I turn it down enough so that it doesn't take over my life. Okay. So when you sense something and you're in the grocery store, which you don't want to sense because I don't want to sense the guy in front of me, then I can say to myself, no, not right now. And I literally at that point am ignoring it, not paying any more attention to it. I'm not thinking about it for one more second. Not even one more second am I thinking about it. And that's the key. You have to stop thinking about it. You have to literally say, nope, we're not going there. We're not picking that up. Not thinking about it. And drop it. And literally do something else. Stop thinking about it. Okay? So when it comes to energy, what else do you guys want to know? It also includes you listening to your own body, listening to yourself. You know, how are you feeling? It's like walking into, you know, you walk into a new place or a house and you just don't have a good feeling. It's the same thing. That's the same energy. Everybody has had that happen. Everybody's felt that. You're doing the same thing with this. Is you're sensing, you're becoming aware, you're paying attention to the feelings. You're paying attention to the energy that you're getting. Okay? So on this subject of energy and opening your energy, opening your intuition, what else would you guys like to talk about today? What else can I help you with? The other conversations that I've been having today, like I said, were about watching your thoughts, watching the negative thinking, and perfectionism, needing to be perfect. That seems to be the theme for the day. That is the thing that was coming up a lot, is people trying to be perfect, which is not achievable. You do know that for the perfectionist, perfection is not achievable, right? The perfectionist always adds something else to the list. It's never done. They always add one more thing, one more thing. They will achieve everything on their list and your list and then add something, because you cannot ever reach perfection. It's not a thing. It's just not a thing. So if you are a perfectionist, and if you are hard on yourself, and if you are always pushing yourself, the job is to start to allow yourself to be okay, to start to allow yourself to change the way you talk to yourself, to stop beating yourself up, to stop picking on yourself, to start giving yourself the permission to not have to overachieve and say, you know what, that's good enough, I've done enough. So for the perfectionist, you have to remember that there's always this underlining feeling that they're not good enough. So they will always need to do more. So how many of us are perfectionists? You seriously struggle with that, right? Many of us do. I struggled with perfectionism for years. It was never good enough what I did. I was never good enough. It didn't matter what I did, didn't matter how much I do, didn't matter how many jobs I had, didn't matter how many degrees I had. It's just never good enough. Always had to do more, do more, do more. And it wasn't, I think when I was younger, it was to get, you know, the approval of others, maybe. But I gave up on getting the approval of others fairly easy and early in my life. But it was more about myself. It was more of being perfect for myself. And I was harder on myself than others. But there was still a little bit like, if I would get a job, I would want to be the best at the job. And I would want the boss to think I was, you know, the best or whatever. But I gave that up pretty early in life because I just realized that I can't make other people happy. I can't do that, and that I will never make those people happy. I will never be good enough for those other people. So my worst enemy then became myself. It was me that was the problem. It was myself that I never measured up for. Other people thought I was great, but for me, there was always something else that I could do, always something else that I could achieve. So when you want to fix the perfectionist problem, what you have to do is you have to start to realize that, number one, you don't need to be perfect. You just don't. And that if you keep striving for that, you will never get there. There is no such thing as perfection. You want people to know. But the question is why do you care that if they talk bad about you? That's the question. What does it... So, the key in that is learning to not care about what other people say about you, if they talk bad about you or not. That's the key. To not care. Because if you're good at your job, you will be good at your job regardless. Right? You'll be good at it regardless. If that's what you do and that's what you know, and also if, and especially if it's a passion that you have, you'll be good at it. I don't need people to know that I'm good at it because I'm good at it, right? So, because I know that I'm good at it, like my counseling job, I know I'm good at that job. That's one of the reasons why I have this group. That's one of the reasons why I created this group, is so that I could reach more people. No, you can. You can not care. One of the reasons that I created this group is so that I could reach more people, because I knew, and it's not in a bragging sense or a boastful sense or a, hey, look at me type thing, but I knew that I am good at what I do. I am good at my job, and I wanted to be able to reach more people and help more people. So I created this group, and that was exactly the reason. So I don't need other people to know that I'm good at my job, because when I know that I'm good at my job, I'm good at my job, and everybody will know it. I don't have to tell people. I don't have to prove it to anybody. It will speak for itself, right? It will speak for itself. You don't have to worry about that part. So if you are good at your job, that's it. You don't got to prove it to anybody, because it will speak for itself. They will just know it. And things will happen like, oh, well, you should go ask Tammy. She knows. You should go ask, you know. It will just happen naturally. But wanting people to know that you're good at it means like you must have some sort of doubt in your head that you are good at it. And then when we have that problem, then we will be seeking out the approval or the praise from others. And while we might be able to maintain for a long time without it, if we don't get it eventually, it will either bring us down, maybe make us mad, make us sad, or it will make you keep trying harder. And it will also make you feel unappreciated. That's another sign of that. So as long as you're striving for that, that's the consequence of it. And so the first thing is to decide whether you're good at your job or not. You decide. Are you? Do you do your job? Do you know your job? Do you do your best at your job? Do you do your best at your house, with your kids, with your cooking, with your cleaning? Do you do your best? And if you do your best, that's it. That's all you need, is to actually just try and do your best job. That doesn't mean the perfect job, that means the best job that you can. Okay, because perfection, again, is not achievable. It is not achievable. So when you have that under your belt, when you have that stable, like, yeah, you know what, I know how to do my job, and I do a good job at it. Yeah, I know how to do kids, and I'm pretty dang good at it. Once you know that confidently, and you know it well, and you believe it, okay? So I can tell you that you're a good mom all day. But if you don't believe that you're a good mom, it won't matter if I tell you that, right? Let's say that you're just this master chef, and I tell you that you're a master chef and you're great, but you don't believe you are. It won't matter how many times I tell you that you're a master chef. You don't believe it. It won't matter. So the second step in that is believing in yourself, that you are good at your job, that you know how to do this. You must believe that. So whether it's you being good at your job, or you being good at being a mom, or you being good at being a dog owner, whatever, you must believe that. Okay? If you believe that, then nobody can take it from you. If you truly believe that you are good at your job, you are good at being a dog owner, you are good at cooking, and somebody comes along and tries to tell you, you know, you're just a bad cook, you're a horrible chef, but you know, you really know that you're really good at it. You don't care what they say. You don't care what they think. So it starts with knowing that you're good at your job. It starts with that belief. Because then, if you have that belief, you won't care if your coworkers talk bad about you. You won't care. Because you will have the belief in yourself. You guys, when it comes to other people talking about you, you have to not care. You have to not care what other people think. Really, truly, truly, you have to not care what other people think. It does not matter what other people think about you. It does not matter. It doesn't. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that there isn't times where, you know, maybe you need to make some changes in your life, or maybe somebody's helping you out, or maybe somebody's giving you advice, or, you know, something like that. That doesn't mean that we don't ever listen to anybody. That doesn't mean we don't ever take advice. That doesn't mean that we don't ever make changes in our life. But whether somebody thinks you're good or you're bad, or whether they like you or they don't like you, it does not matter. Okay? So, let's pretend, just for a minute, that you are this master chef. You are this master chef. And you have had so many people tell you that your cooking is just amazing. Right? And then all of a sudden somebody comes along and just says, your cooking is horrible. You don't ever use the right spices. Your food is dry and you should never be cooking. Does that automatically make it to where all your cooking abilities are gone? They just disappeared. Poof, gone. So what you have to realize is that just because somebody says something does not make it true. It does not mean that all of a sudden all your abilities in life, all your talents, all your skills, all your qualities, your characteristics are just gone. Let's say you're a super nice person, but somebody comes up and calls you a rude bee. Does that just take your niceness away? Does it just erase it from you? Gone. No. Other people's opinions don't matter. It doesn't change anything. Okay? When you really understand that, when you really embrace that, when you really implement that, that somebody else's opinion does not actually change who you are or your worth, it's so freeing, it's so amazing. You no longer care. They can say whatever the heck they want to say. Don't care. Right? So many times in life, we have other people say things, or we're worried about what other people say, and then we start to self-doubt. We doubt ourselves for what somebody else said, instead of checking inside and asking ourselves, how do I really feel about that? Do I feel like I'm just really the worst cook ever? How do I feel about that? Is that really true? We take the opinions of others before we take the opinion of ourselves. You know, we live with ourselves, right? You live with yourself. You live inside here. You feel yourself all day long. You hear yourself all day. You live with you. Your opinion is more important than somebody that's outside of you, that's not inside of you. So when you change that opinion inside of you, these opinions outside start to matter less and less. You start to not care. And then when you do that, then you have true freedom. Now you have true freedom. See, the ego is what wants to measure up. The ego, that little entity inside of us, the one that carries all of our pain, all of our struggles, our traumas, our doubts, the ego thinks it's protecting us. The ego is what wants you to be better and stronger, wiser, the fastest, the richest. It's the ego that wants to do that. It is a defense mechanism. It thinks it's protecting you, but it's not really protecting you. It's not really doing anything to help you. Right? It's trying to be the best or the fastest or the richest or whatever because it thinks that it's protecting you and doing that. It's making you better, but it's really not. When we let go of the ego, and we just be who we are, and we accept who we are, and we're happy with that, and we're satisfied with that, it's a much greater place. It's a much more peaceful place to be. And we're no longer seeking that approval or worried about it either. We're not worried about what other people think or what they're going to do or say. It's a much happier place to be in. Okay? So let me know what questions you guys have about this. Either the energy work or the self-talk, the self-esteem, the controlling the negative thoughts, the perfectionism. Let me know what you guys think about this. So the first step in the perfectionism is, again, becoming aware of your thoughts, becoming aware of your self-doubts. So remember, that brain is always thinking. It's always trying to fix something, do something, think something, prepare for something. The brain is programmed for survival. And the mind has all these thoughts. And thinking, in a way, it's kind of like your heartbeat. A lot of times it just happens to us most of the time. We can make ourselves think about something, but it also kind of just, it just happens to us as well, just like our heartbeat just happens. So there's many times where our brain is just thinking, our mind's just thinking, and we're not even aware of all these thoughts. So the first step in it is to start to become aware when you are starting to worry about what other people think. And say to yourself, stop. It doesn't matter what they think. That doesn't change who I am or what I am or how I do my job. That will not change what I'm doing. Okay? So becoming aware is the first step. You want to be stepping outside of yourself and observing yourself, watching those thoughts, catching those thoughts and stopping them. Those are the first steps to change this. And keep doing that. Keep practicing that. So everybody, let me know if everybody understands what I'm talking, what I've said. If you need me to clear anything up. And then also what else, if there's anything else that you guys want to talk about tonight. So, doing this is very freeing. It's so freeing to not even care about what other people think. Okay. So the first step in that is, again, to create that awareness, to know, to start to know when you're doing it. That's the first step. So you have to start catching yourself. And it might be when you first start catching yourself, it might be that, you've been thinking for the last 15 minutes about a conversation that happened at work or a conversation that happened with your sister-in-law or your brother-in-law or whatever. And you might be having this conversation with yourself for like 15 minutes already before you catch it. That's okay, as long as you start to catch it. Okay? That's the key part, is starting to catch it. This is also going to help with your stress levels, which is also an energetic thing. So when I'm not worried about how I'm performing, when I'm not trying to be perfect, when I'm not trying to overachieve, and when I don't care what other people think, it relieves that cortisol, and which is the stress hormone. It relieves that, it stops it from producing as much in the body, reduces our stress levels, and then we know that with reduced stress levels, we have reduced inflammation, reduced heart disease, reduced stroke, diabetes. We have all these reductions in anti-inflammatory disease, arthritis, all of that. So I think there's a point when we get older where perhaps maybe we develop these things anyways, but having less stress does reduce them, or at least slow them down or make them less. Okay, so it is important, super important, to really, really watch these thoughts. And the other part of this, one of the other part of this is, again, to, you know, say there is some part of your job that you don't know. There is some part of your job maybe you're not good at, or maybe somebody else is better at than you. That's fine. Let it be. There are things that I can't do. There's things I can't do. There's things I'm not good at. There's things that are not necessarily my thing, even in the counseling field. It's not really my thing. I will say, hey, but this therapist over here is really good at that. You know, go see them. Okay, I don't have to be good at everything. That's why we have so many people. That's why we have all kinds of people. You know, it's not really my thing to do that, but this person over there, they're like super awesome at it. So we need all different kinds of people. We don't have to be good at everything. We don't have to be perfect at everything. That's an awesome thing in this world. Okay? That's the other part too, is to have, you know, compassion for yourself and understanding for yourself, and to not try to be so perfect. And let somebody else be good at something. It's one less thing for you to do, right? It's okay. Let them be. You know, the psychic realm and the energetic realm. I don't do palms. I've never done palms. I know a little bit about them. It's not my thing. My daughter does that. It's just not my thing. My niece that's on here. I don't do angels. I mean, I have some angel cards. I can talk to angels. But the angel thing is not my big thing. If that's her big thing, awesome. I can say, you know what? I'm not really, like, I can talk to angels, but angels is just not really my thing. But you know what? Her over there, she's your angel person. That's sweet. I don't have to be perfect at everything. I don't have to be great at everything. I just need to be great at what I do and try my best. And that's okay. I'm perfectly happy with that. I am good enough as I am. So make that your mantra. I am good enough as I am. This is good enough. And that's what I did with myself, is I came up with that little mantra that whenever I started to beat up myself and decide that I needed to do more and do more and do more and do more, say, you know what? That's good enough. That's good enough. I've done enough. Okay? All right. So what else? Anything else you guys have? Do you want me to talk about real quick here? Before I jump off, and probably gonna go relax tonight and rest and lay down, and I don't know, maybe I'll read a book so that I'm not overproducing, right? So that I'm not being that perfectionist where I tend to work a lot. I tend to keep working and working and working. So that would be my thing that I need to be okay with, is I don't always have to be producing either. And I know that. I'm aware of that. Perfectionists like to produce. That's another thing. They like to constantly be producing. They like to constantly be doing things. Perfectionists don't like to just sit and relax. They feel guilty for doing that. But we have to learn that it's okay. It's okay to sit and relax. It's okay to not always be doing something, right? And I've actually learned to do that. I've learned to sit down and watch some movies and some TV shows and, take some days off. So it's a good thing to realize. And you know what? The world will still be there tomorrow. Your issues at work that you think that you must deal with right now, you have to deal with it right now, you got to get it all done. Your issues in your house, your issues in your bills, those things, especially when it comes to work, guys, it will be there tomorrow. It will be there tomorrow. Right? Just because you don't handle this one thing does not mean that that business is just going to close down. That's it. It's going to close down because you didn't do everything today. It will be okay. Now, I understand that there's deadlines and there's time limits and things like that, but for the most part, it will be okay. And whatever it is that you're dealing with, if you can't get to it today, it will be there tomorrow. Absolutely be there tomorrow. So it's okay. All right. Write in the chat, guys, if you want me to talk about anything else. Let me know what else you guys want to talk about. Somebody that I was working with, they realized. So write in the chat if you want me to bring up anything else. They have a business that they're running, and they were realizing, like it just, when you run a business, it's almost kind of like constant issues or things or problems. It's one thing after another. Even if it's just the cash register doesn't want to open or something, just like one thing after another, it doesn't always have to be a tragic thing, but and finally we have got them to understand that those issues are going to be there tomorrow, and the business will still be there tomorrow, and the customers will be there tomorrow, and it will be okay. It's a much more peaceful place to be. You know what? I don't have my cards on me. My cards are outside. I'll have to have them for when we meet next week. I took my cards with me over the weekend, and they're actually not right here. I don't have any of my decks right here. I don't have any of my decks right here. That's crazy. Usually I always have at least one deck here. So you're having electrical issues. So what I would do for you, Roberta, is that I would, So on this plane, this is the third dimension, a little bit fourth dimension now. We're pretty much fourth dimension, and we're moving into fifth dimension is what we're doing. And that's why time is speeding up, is because we're switching into dimensions. And dimensions really just means, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going anywhere. It is more a perception change. It's more like a perception change. I would think of it more that way, that our perceptions are changing. So when our minds open up to the energetic world, to the spiritual world, that's a perception change, and that's what helps to open these different dimensions, okay? So on this third dimension, we are in charge. This is our dimension. This is Earth. This is our dimension. We are in charge on this dimension. All other beings, whether it be angels or your loved ones from the other side, or what people call lost souls, or all of those things, they do not get to be in charge here. That is where we have this thing called free will. They don't get to be in charge. Now, they can sometimes intervene in like an accident, or if there's going to be a death that there shouldn't be. They can butt in and they can save somebody or stop something from happening if it is meant to be saved or stopped. Okay? But here on this plane, we are in charge. They are not in charge. So if you are having extra activity, if you are having things turning on and off, if you're having things being moved, if you're having, it could be any type of them basically coming through and saying hi, and it's getting too much. It's getting to be too much for you. Too many visits at night in your sleep, or all of these different things. You can tell them to stop. You can tell them to slow down. You can tell them, hey, I don't like this. Don't do that, but I'm okay with this. You are the boss on this plane, okay? No, there's not bad spirits. There's not bad spirits, okay? I know some people believe in bad spirits, but it's basically based off of what you believe in. There's no really bad spirits. It's really not. It's more about what you believe in. I don't want to say there's not bad spirits, because there are spirits of lower energy, but it's not necessarily like bad ones that are like coming to kill you. Okay? This is what you need to know about the spirits. You are in charge. Whether they're good or they're bad or they're of lower energy, you are in charge. They are not allowed here without your permission. They're not allowed to bother you, do things. So if they are around you, and right now we just had the Lion's Gate, which was 8-8. 8-8 is always the Lion's Gate, okay? Because it's in Leo, which is a very powerful time of the year, and everybody gets all excited about the Lion's Gate. So there's a lot of energy that's been going on, because the Lion, the Leo, it's very strong energy, so it's been going on. So there's has been a lot of activity, a lot of energy. But just know that you are the one that's in charge. No, it's not bad energy. You guys, there's really not, there's only one source. You have to remember there's only one source. The Bible, and all the other Bibles, the Kabbalah, whatever it is you want to look at, they only talk about one Bible, or one source, okay? It's only one source. Everything comes from one source. They don't talk about two sources. They talk about the devil and the devil taking you over, okay? But that's a discussion for a whole nother day. But there's only one source. Everybody comes from the same source, which is God, which is good, which is love. It's all one source. Now, after being here and going through trauma, you can get damaged, and you can become of a lower energy, and everybody has their timelines, and everybody has their lessons they're supposed to learn, and the things that they're supposed to go through. So I don't want to say that there's no bad energy, because in per se there is, you know, there's lower energy, but you don't need to be afraid of it, and you don't need to think that that's around you, okay? And frankly, I don't let it around me. I literally, it's not allowed, period. It's not even an option. Don't even think about it. It's not an option. So if it's a lower energy, it's not around me. It's not allowed. So don't worry about it. Okay? If you do think that you have something around you that is of a lower energy, you can wrap it in the white light. You wrap it in the white light, that you're wrapping it with wrapping paper. So wrapping paper of white light. And you ask Jesus and Archangel Michael to come and get them and take them away, okay? Because again, you're the one that's in charge here. Most likely you have people that are visiting you that are trying to get you to pay attention and say hi, and what I would do is I would ask them to relax and chill out a little bit, to slow it down. It's too much, okay? So I have had people that have talked about bad energies, and they felt like they were being grabbed, or they were being choked, or they were being hurt, and you know, I'm sure that there's a possibility that these things probably did happen, but a lot of it too is based off of their belief system, and you know, if you believe in that type of thing, then that opens the door for that type of thing. I personally don't even give it an option. It's not happening. It's not coming to me, and I don't ever choose to experience that ever. So I don't want to tell some of you out there who maybe have experienced that it's not true, but I do want to tell you that you have the power, to not have to deal with those things. Okay. But I want to discredit those that have felt that, but I would definitely work on making it not a thing. Okay. So all the extra energy that you have right there, I would ask for it to slow down. Okay, you might also want to just get some sage or something, or just ask the angels to come clear out the energy, and they will do that. You don't have to get all crazy with it and do a bunch of things. You can just have it. Just ask the angels to come clear it out and even it out a little bit. It'll be okay. All right, what other questions do you guys have before I jump off? Yeah, you've got a lot of activity. Just ask them to chill out. Ask them to back off. Okay. Like I said, you have the power here because we have free will here on Earth. That's one of the rules. That's actually the rule, period. We have free will as souls of God, as spirits. So there are certain things that are wrote into our life, certain lessons, certain things that are going to happen because we chose for those to happen for our souls to evolve, but we still have free will. So they can't take your free will. Okay? So they can't just do things to you. It's not like the movies and they can just haunt you. I'm not saying that you think that, but I'm just saying overall, it's not like the movies and they can just haunt you. We have free will here. Okay. No. And I wouldn't even think about that. I wouldn't even bring that up because one, bringing, even thinking that, it kind of opens that door. But two, you're also like, it's having you worry about something you don't need to worry about. And you can simply just say, he's not allowed there. But you have to understand, the stepdad is on the other side, so they can't actually do anything to you because they're on the other side. So, yeah, that was a lot of orbs, and I don't know if you were in some sort of like vortex there or something, because that was a crazy amount of orbs. Or if it was just like the energy for that day or something, but it really was. It really was crazy. So, all right, everybody. So I'm going to jump off here and go relax. So I hope everybody has a great week. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being in the group. Hope everybody continues to enjoy the rest of their summer. And I will see you guys soon. Thank you.